Just buzzed in some food. My mom tagged me in a post on Facebook about the lunar eclipse, and we're back. Guys, brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast. Great to see you again. I'm married, and it's feeling good. Feeling good. Kanye West hates the Jews, but in other news, we got a lot to get to today. Tour dates. Come out and see me this weekend with Sal Vulcano in Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. All those tickets at salvolcano.com. Going to be a blast. Come out and see us. And then, of course, I've got the Big Adam Ray and Buddy show Wednesday night at the Comedy Store Main Room. Tiffany Haddish, Fortune Feimster, Tom Arnold, Andrew Santino, Amir Kay, Becky Robinson, and Harlan Williams. Going to be a stacked show. Come out and see us. A few tickets left, I believe. And then I'll be in Seattle at Snoqualmie Casino. Big, big show. Snoqualmie Casino, December 11th. Tickets at adamraycomedy.com. December 22nd and 23rd, I'll be at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon. Come out and see your boy there. And then December 29th through 31st in Vegas at the Tropicana Laugh Factory Comedy Club. And then Minnesota in January, New York, Chicago, San Diego, West Palm Beach. The hits keep on coming. AdamRayComedy.com for all the tickets. Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Young Rock Season 3 premiered last week. Every Friday at 8:30, new episodes. Welcome to Chippendales drops on Hulu November 22nd. And I'll be popping up on Welcome to Fletch on Thursdays on Fox, the show created by Paul Feig, starring Jamie Presley and a bunch of other gangsters. All right. I think that's it. Today's a solo ep, but we cover a lot of ground. I think you're going to enjoy it. We talk Kyrie Irving. We talk Elon Musk. We talk fucking my wedding. We talk shit. Lottery. Powerball. A lot. A lot of goofs. A lot of giggles. And somebody shits their pants. Enjoy the episode.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Adam Ray here. Elliot over on the ones and twos. Elliot looking like a fucking, like the roadie for The Counting Crows. Did you get that a lot? What do you get as your doppelganger? Hop on the mic.
I don't know who I get as a doppelganger. I got to think about that. I always get Zach Galifianakis.
I could see that. You also look like a guy I once bought weed from in college. Okay. Liked that guy a lot.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him since. Guys, welcome back to the show. If you're Kyrie Irving, go ahead and change the channel because a Jew's talking. man, there's certain things that I just, I follow and I don't follow. And I don't follow Kyrie on Twitter or Instagram, but I follow, you know, what's happening. What's the latest haps? And Kyrie Irving apparently, as the story goes, reshared a documentary that is not in the Jews' favor, which sounds like a Harrison Ford movie. In the Jews' favor. I'm doing a circumcision in the dark. I would watch that. I don't get people that are, you know, as an athlete, you have a platform, you have social media, you have people that subscribe to you and support you, and not the reason you get to play, but you know, take the picture, hug the kid, high five the grandma, you know, have your thoughts and opinions for sure. All athletes have an opportunity to I think do positive stuff with that. But with that, it's like, whatever happened to taking it to the grave? Kyrie, so you are an anti-Semitic guy. Hey, man, hold on to that. Keep that close to the vest and the chest. Who did somebody ask him? Did somebody say, Kyrie, Bob Streis from the Sheboygan Tribune. What are your thoughts on Jews? And then Kyrie was like, I'll be tweeting something tonight that should answer that question. Again, you know, my thoughts on the Jews, love them. am one, grew up around them, went to Sunday school, taught kids in Hebrew school. My rabbi from childhood just officiated my wedding, and it was a blast. Shout out to my friends and fam and my beautiful bride that showed up. would have sucked if she didn't. The food was tasty. The drinks were flowing like the salmon of Capistrano. And an extra shout out to my boy Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls, who flew in, played three songs, crushed it, and flew out. It was a real treat of a night, and the weekend was spectacular, and boom, feeling good. She's incredible. The type of person that has no shortage of kindness. If an ambulance drives by, most people go, "Ah, fuck, that's so loud. It's 10 p.m., man." She hears it and goes, "Oh, I hope they're okay." Sweet. It's as sweet as it gets. If you want it sweeter than that, buy a package of sweet tarts from a fat kid at a Frederick & Nelson. And if you know what a Frederick & Nelson is, you grew up in Seattle or wherever that store existed. I used to hide in those little, what are they called? The little, the clothes, the rings where they, you know, there's, you know, the circle of death. The hide and go seek for a kid while your mom's shopping for bras or thongs or blouses or, oh my, she just, you know, she, it was a great place to hide. I was bored as fuck. I'm with my single mom. She's shopping. Hey, I'm not trying to cock block her potential, you know, suitors that are trying to get in there, but I definitely was not having a good time. The shopping experience was for her. We weren't shopping for me. Most clothes didn't fit me anyway. They didn't have a quick fat, you know, double X, whatever. I was rocking sweat shirts and hammer pants. But, you know, was I the comfiest kid at Lake Forest Park Elementary? Debatable. There was a kid named Rocky Sobek who wore a sweatshirt and sweats. And the hammer pants were sometimes a little tough to like rip off. You couldn't, if you had to shit real bad, you couldn't get them down as quick as maybe sweatpants could. I digress. Big week. A lot of good stuff going on. my boy Daniel was like, "Hey, don't forget to hit these little nuggets of fun." like Elon Musk making it tough to tweet the Elon Musk story. If you impersonate Elon Musk, but you don't clarify its parody, you're out of here. What a weird adult thing to do, to like buy a social media platform and then be like, "Don't make fun of me, man." I mean, really crazy. You got to have, that's fuck you money. And also, I don't know what the fuck to do with my money when you're that rich. We all want to be that rich. Somebody sang about it. I want to be rich. Bah, 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 bah. Oh, I want to be rich. I'm in love, peace, and tenderness. I want money. Lots and lots of money. How did that song go? I want to be rich. What were the lyrics? Let's find out. First of all, who sang it? $10 for the first person who knows I Want to Be Rich. Calloway. I Want to Be Rich by Calloway. Oh, yeah. The beginning has roller skating vibes. Also, like someone's getting figured on the back of a bus. Metro, not school. Oh, yeah. This is what, like, Bebop and Rocksteady from the Ninja Turtles would fuck to. Whoa. Okay. So the words, because I don't, you know, I don't want to get this this episode flagged. So you heard the whoa, and then it goes, "Big bill collectors, they ring my phone. They bother me when I'm not at home. Ain't got no time to be fooling around. Feet hit the floor when I get on down. You see, I want money, lots and lots of money. I want the pie in the sky. I want lots and lots of money. So don't be asking me why." And then here's the chorus. "I want to be rich. Whoa, I want to be rich." Four times over again. "For a little love, peace, and happiness." And then next verse. "I want my cake, want to eat it too." Great line. "I want the stars, the silver moon." Could have been improved. "I spend my money on lottery." Who doesn't? Big Powerball. Oh, fuck. Powerball's tonight. Did it already happen?
I don't know if it's happened yet.
Shit. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Powerball is like at 1.9 billion.
Your call has been forwarded.
Damn it. I'm trying to get my wife. Babe, Powerball is at 1.9 billion. Go buy tickets fast. Shit. Wow. Pal, 1.9 billion. Jesus. What would you do with 1.9 billion? Are you finding out when the drawing's happening?
Yeah, it starts at 7:59.
Oh, boy, we got time.
Yeah, an hour and a half.
I got time. You best believe as soon as I bounce out of this recording, I'm going to buy $20 worth. Here's the thing with the Powerball drawings. How many tickets do you buy? How much money do you spend? Are you going to win? Probably not. I used to do a dumb joke about the lottery. It could be you is their slogan. Powerball, I don't know what their slogan is. Powerball might be like, it ain't going to happen. Because the odds are crazier. Lottery was like, you know, 1 in 7 bill. So with Powerball with, but that was for like 160 million. And I used to say, like, you have a better chance of Oprah showing up to your house with a truck full of dildos and just fucking chuck it, like boomeranging them all or at your house or driving the truck through your house. And then, you know, guys would go like, oh, gross. Like, that's too many dildos. And then girls would like not say anything. And then I'd be like, girls would probably love that. And then I'd ask a woman in the crowd, I should bring that back. Cause I would go, ladies, what would you do? And I'd always ask a woman and she'd be like, 7 out of 10 times I'd go, what would you do if Oprah showed up with a truck full of dildos, sweetheart? Call my friends and have a party. 7 out of 10 times. 7 out of 10 times when asked, randomly, at random, in a show, when I said the line, if Oprah showed up to your house with a truck full of dilds, what would you do? 7 out of 10 times, a random gal in the crowd would go, call my friends and throw a party. Dildo party, table for me and my friends. And I was like, that's a good friend. That's a generous friend. One time a gal said, donate to charity. I was like, that better be the name of a fucking horny friend. Because who's donating dildos to charity? I want money, lots and lots of money. I want to donate dildos to charity. Oh, poor kids also want to get off. Up and high in the sky. I want to be rich. Man, that will never be a thing that people don't do. Buy lottery tickets. Go for the Powerball. Because everybody wants a better life and everybody fantasizes about more cash, whether you admit to it or not. You know, fuck, I was at the airport a couple weeks ago, saw 20 sitting right on the ground. And at first thought somebody dropped it. So was like, oh, and said kind of, well, the person walked by, hey, 20, 20. Didn't hear it. And then the guy next to me was like, I saw that. I was thinking about going to take it, but I don't trust it. It feels like it's going to be one of those prank 20s where it's attached to something or like a bucket of shit falls on you. I was like, what prank shows are you watching? I've seen the string where it's like, and then people chase it. That's funny. It's like a German show where and then people are like, you thought you could get some money, but you can't. We pull it on a string and you chase it, you dirty Jew. Yeah, that's right. I said what Kyrie would have said. So I didn't pick up the 20. Guess what? Somebody else walked by and I watched him go like Mr. Bean. He was like, didn't say anything, but he was just like, and then he bent down and picked up the 20, put it in his pocket. And he looked at me and he was like, finders keepers. I was like, yeah, I don't think you needed to say finders keepers. Nobody was going to tackle you for taking the 20. It was sitting there crumpled, crinkled, and ready to be shoved into a pocket. If you found $1.9 billion, meaning the lottery ticket, in your pocket days later and you didn't cash it in, I guess if you buy the ticket, everyone's watching. But there's got to be people out there that forget or like, look at, I just forgot that it was tonight. We'll go buy some tickets. But what if I bought that ticket a few days ago and then forgot the drawing was tonight and you're watching the news and you're like, no winners. How about that? No winners at the Powerball. Everybody, I guess it's back to the wishing well for me. I'll go down to the local casino or Cracker Barrel and throw a couple of 50-cent pieces into the well and hope for and wish for that my cow Ethan comes back so I can have something to talk to and something to eat. And then he goes, I should probably take my pants off and go to bed now. Singy. Well, I don't know what that was. I think that was just, was that him pulling his pants down? Or I don't know if that was the reveal of his ween zipper. I was trying to do a zipper and then him pulling his pants down. Still not the right noise. And then his pants hit the ground. Nope. Pants hit the ground and then the ticket falls out. And he picks up the lottery ticket and he goes, I forgot I had this in my pants. I forgot I had this lottery ticket in my pants. Goes to the paper. This guy does not have a computer. It's fine. Doesn't have one. Goes to the paper, checks the numbers. 7, 14, 40, 45. This is him quickly checking the numbers. He's not making up a new numerical system. Although this guy also feels like he probably says, like, you know, I'll have 472 deviled eggs. So he checks the ticket. Boom. Numbers line up. He wins. I would like to think that guy cashes in the, you know, give me the lump sum now, take all the taxes out, and just give me, boy, I don't know. You mind looking that up real quick? What do you get? $1.9 billion. What's the straight cash sum you can get? I'm going to say it's close to like $580 million out the door. But I don't know. Because I don't know math very well. That's why I became an actor and a comedian, so I wouldn't have to add up sums. $1.9 billion. That's a game changer. Look, any lotto sum. 929.1 million out the door. Holy fucking shit, dude. You could buy a sports franchise and still have left over to get guac and Chipotle. I mean, you also got to change your name and get the fuck out of town. You can't be anywhere near anyone who's ever asked you for money or is not like a ride or die. Even if you're married, oof. We're entering into snapped territory where it's like the wife or like, unless you guys are dialed in, if you've had any argument in the last 2 weeks and one of you wins that lotto, oh, one of you's getting stabbed in your sleep with a fork in the through the urethra or in the side of the neck, or you get a dog, you get like a dog, you know, foaming at the mouth, filled with rabies out of some like Disney movie where the dog, like, you get the Sandlot dog. You get the Sandlot dog, who turned out to be a sweetheart. Hey guys, Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast, and I'm sitting down because I got some big news. Usually I'm standing up to do comedy, but I'm sitting down now because I got the deal of a lifetime. First of all, sitting is bad for you. We all know that, whether we're sitting on planes or sitting on a beanbag chair watching porn in front of our kids, there's just too much damage you do on the body. Thankfully, Axion has come up with a chair that allows your pelvis to move the way it does while you walk. So all 33 vertebrae align into perfect posture. The result? Better breathing, better blood flow, and relief from the pain. It's crazy what you can do when you set your body to do it. Now, these guys are homies of mine. My buddy Dennis worked with the Clippers as their doctor for 27 years. He runs a wellness center called Peak Wellness. He's a fucking gangster and has saved me from surgery numerous times. I actually met Justin Bieber at his place, and I was in my boxers getting cupping done, and Bieber and I locked eyes, and I was like, this is how we were supposed to meet, and Bieber smiled, and I never saw him again. But this chair is a game changer. It's changed the way I live, it's changed the way I breathe, the way I sit, and you guys right now can get that chair for 25% off using the promo code ALN25 at all33.com. It's incredible. You got to get it. It's the only chair out there to get. We will be getting them for the studio. Go to all33.com and use promo code ALN25 for 25% off this chair. The Sandlot dog was ready to kill Benny the Jet Rodriguez. Now, Benny the Jet was fast as fuck, so the movie continued. But there's a version of The Sandlot where Squints comes over. He's like, we gotta get the... Not Squints. The main kid. We gotta get that ball back. That's my stepdad's ball. And everyone's like, who's your stepdad? It's Dennis Leary. They're like, holy shit, the famous comedian? Yeah. Fuck, man. Why'd you take his ball? Because he's fucking my mom. She's the woman from Indiana Jones and Scrooge with Bill Murray. And I was trying to be cool, and I took his ball, and I told, we have to get it back. We have to get the ball back. And Benny's like, turns his hat fucking forward and goes, I'm going to be on the Dodgers one day. All you guys are going to be sucking toes for grilled cheese sandwiches, probably working at Dave and Buster's or fucking, you know, Lululemon. What's his name? Fucking, not Tom Skerritt, the catcher, the kid who was in The Big Green. Love that kid. What's his name? Do you mind looking him up? Fat Catcher Sandlot. Type that in. Thanks, Elliot. The red-haired kid with the freckles. Fuck, he's blowing up on TikTok now, too. He's with some fun dances. Tom or Patrick? Patrick Rennie?
Patrick Renna.
Patrick Renna. I knew it. I knew it was close to Leah Remini. Patrick Renna. Hannibal Ham Porter.
Hamilton. Ham Porter,
yeah. You play ball like a girl, and you like it. No, you, what'd he say? You suck your mama's toe jam, and you like it. That was it. So Benny the Jet Rodriguez goes, I'll get the ball back. Everyone's like, yeah, Benny, who also was like, you know, 25, and we're all 11. Benny was clearly older, wiser. Like, Benny fucked. All the other kids were, I mean, look at Squints. He faked drowning so he could get a little makeout and then had a boner for 7 years. And then married Wendy Peppercorn, had kids. I think one of them had Hodgkins, and that definitely was not in the end of the... But I think it said like one of them died, or maybe didn't. They just got married. I'm adding sadness to it. But Benny the Jet Rodriguez was always older and just more seasoned on and off the field. So Benny's like, I fucking got this, dude. This movie's not about me. It's about team baseball, and it's about friends coming together and having each other's backs through thick and thin, and how one game can really kind of tie a community together. And that's baseball, which it does. So, by the way, fuck the Astros. You're cheaters. Houston, you're a cool city, but the Astros, your whole team can suck a dick. You're all cheaters. The fact that you celebrate winning post-cheating is crazy. They should, the MLB commissioner should have come out and given you the trophy and then gone, psych, you cheated, remember? And we haven't punished you properly. So we're doing it now, Dusty Baker. Sorry, Dusty Baker, even though you sound like the name of a competing, like, Betty Crocker, you know, cookie franchise. Benny the Jet hops over that fence, grabs the ball. The dog chained up. If your dog is chained up, oof, and you come face to face with that pup, you're dead. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead. If you come face to face with a pup and the pup is chained up and the dog is foaming at the mouth, and you've got on your famous running shoes, and James Earl Jones is right inside the house too, you're probably gonna get eaten by that dog. James Earl Jones comes out. Who's talking to my dog? First time I've tried a James Earl Jones impression. It wasn't great.
Okay.
Benny grabs the ball, hops back over. Dog chases him all the way through the fucking town. That's one of my favorite scenes in the movie, because it was like, ooh, it's on the field, it's through the streets, through a movie theater, through a shopping center, I think through a Bed Bath & Beyond, if that was around then. It was the 70s, so probably it was just Bed & Bath. They added Beyond later. Don't quote me on that. Google it. And then they get back to James Earl Jones' house, and he's like, ah, Kenneth signed the ball. Kenneth, baby Ruth. And then James Earl Jones obviously, come by, I'll tell you what, I'll give you all my balls, even the two they surgically removed when I had that growth. And the kid, they were like, huh? He's like, just kidding, ha ha. James, stick to the script, you got it. I'll give you all my balls, just come by every day and talk baseball with me. I always loved how James Earl Jones moved his mouth. Come by and talk baseball for me. Come by and talk baseball with me for 1 hour a day. 1 hour a day, talk baseball with me. Have a snack. Have a chocolate milk and a raisin. And they did. Just for the ball back. It meant that much. Dennis Leary was going to fucking kill that kid. If that kid did not bring that ball back, that movie would have ended with Benny the Jet Rodriguez went on to be a Dodger. And the kid, who I can't fucking remember his name, but was the main character in the movie, got beaten to death in his own fucking backyard by Dennis Leary. One of my favorite, probably my favorite baseball movie, by the way. Everyone always says, what's your favorite baseball movie? Major League is up there. Bull Durham is pretty good. Little Big League, Rookie of the Year. Funky Butt Lovin'. Did he say Funky Butt Lovin'? That was in the trailer, and I remember losing my fucking mind. I was like, oh my God. I remember repeating that on the bus the next day. And people laughing, and I was like, I'm going to be a comic. So Elon Musk is going to turn Twitter into a weird space and a weird place. But hey, man, could it get any weirder? I don't know. Just ask Daylight Savings, which is over. And that's a wrap on Daylight Savings. That's all, folks. Yeah, I don't know. Thoughts on Daylight Savings? Set the clock back. Set it forward. It always made for a spicy Sunday. Extra hour of sleep? What'd you do with that extra hour, I guess? That's what I want to know. Call the number below. Call in right now. What do you do? What'd you do with the extra hour of sleep? If I was a radio disc jockey, if I am one in 20 years from now, if I've quit the biz, Daylight Savings. What are we doing with it? Daylight Savings. 421-1015. Call with the phrase that pays. Get two tickets to see John Mayer live at the Palladium this Saturday, 7 p.m. VIP tickets. If you call with the phrase that pays, Daylight Savings. Daylight Savings. What'd you do with the extra hour? Did you use it to your benefit? Did you throw it away? I know what I did. I know who I did. My wife, you perverts. Been married 46 years. But somehow I'm 38. Do the math. I'm not doing the math. 421-1015, call with the phrase that pays. Two tickets to see John Mayer at the Palladium this Saturday night. Here's Vertical Horizon with You're a God. If you don't believe in God, that's fine. I believe in one God, Vertical Horizon. That's me in 20 to 25 years. If things don't, you know, things are fine right now. We got Young Rock, NBC, Vince McMahon, every Friday through Jan or Feb. Tune in. Great show. Season might be our best. The Rock telling a story. It's a fucking great story. It's a great show. Young Rock, NBC, Friday, 8:30. Welcome to Chippendales. Pops off November 22nd on Hulu for my boy Rob Siegel, who created Pam and Tommy. Now we got a show about the guy who created Chippendales, Kumail Nanjiani, in the starring role with Murray Bartlett. Heard of him. Won an Emmy for White Lotus. Juliette Lewis. Heard of her. Done everything and been in everything and is a fucking legend. Great cast. Bunch of other gangsters. I'm in the mix. Playing the house MC on roller skates. Fucking fun. One of the most fun shows I've ever done. And then Welcome to Fletch. Got a little run on that show playing Jamie Presley's douchey ex-husband. That's a Fox show created by my boy Paul Feig on Fox on Thursdays. Check it out. Hitting the road a lot, too. Coming up. Man, all the dates are at AdamRayComedy.com, but coming up, when this airs, tomorrow, Comedy Store Main Room, Adam Ray and Buddies, stellar lineup. Take a look at the flyer. Tiffany Haddish, Andrew Santino, Nikki Glaser, Harlan Williams, Fortune Feimster, Becky Robinson, Amir Kay, Tom Arnold. Awesome. And myself in the mix. Comedy Store Main Room, 8 p.m. Just heard it sold out. We'll add a little thing. But have no fear, because I'm coming to the Snoqualmie Casino in Seattle, Washington, December 11th. Portland, Oregon, Helium Comedy Club, December 22nd and 23rd. Come out and see me there. And then Vegas for New Year's, the 29th of December through New Year's in Las Vegas at the Tropicana. 2023 is stacked with dates as well, from Chicago to San Diego to Richmond, Virginia to Detroit to Minneapolis to West Palm Beach to Fort Lauderdale to Miami, everywhere. Oh, this weekend I'm with Sal Volcano, Knoxville, Tennessee, Atlanta, Georgia, Birmingham, Alabama. November 10th, 11th, and 12th. SalvoCano.com for those tickets. Been writing a bunch, so excited to get back to it. Wow. Honeymoon was great. So much material from that, which is why I bring that up. Went to Mexico. Definitely got on the nice rhythm and flow of gracias and hola and using my 3 years of Spanish. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Y tú? Muy bien. ¿Y tú? It's fun. Felt like saying gracias on the plane home, but they were American, but I just was so in the groove. Got recognized on the plane. That was cool. Got recognized twice at the airport. Usually it happens 3 times a year from my mom's friends from Temple. Happened a little bit more. Very cool. Always cool. Makes me go, I will never, ever be a dick because it's, A, it always rules. The people that did it were nice. Flight attendant on the plane, very cool. Guy in the airport, very cool. Driver, taxi cab from the hotel to the airport. Made a joke. I go, great ride, dude. He goes, thanks, man. He goes, it's a good thing it wasn't by a little person with the little fake metal extender pedals for pedals. And I was like, that's a joke I do about Brad Williams giving me a ride one time. And he goes, yeah, I heard it on the podcast. Awesome, man. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. There was a guy who told me some drunken jokes and stories, told my wife and I on our last night, some crazy stories. Oh, real quick, here's Johnny Resnick playing Name at my wedding. Do you want to hear this real quick? Hear my buddy Chris singing on his video of this. Sounds so good live. That moment was incredible. Here's people singing the Iris chorus at the end of it. I mean, just... everyone's fucking hammered. Oh man, gives me goosebumps. Resnick, you're the fucking man. You're a legend. By the way, Goo Goo Dolls rip it live. I've seen them now like probably 10 times. Just incredible. And it was so funny. I was like, we got a band. Do you want to play with them? He's like, no, go acoustic. Flew in 3 guitars, sound system. Woof, ripped it. But before we close this episode up, and by the way, comment in the comment thread here. Do you like the solo eps? We got great guests coming up, but do you like the solo eps? Let me know. Comment below. Subscribe, of course. On iTunes and YouTube and Spotify. Tell your friends, your family, your lovers, your enemies, and comment below, do you like the solo eps? If not, fuck. A quick comedy. No, we'll bring in some more guests. But here's a couple jokes from a drunk guy at the bar who wouldn't shut the fuck up. Man, this is part of his joke. His son came over first and was like, you guys got to try the mushroom risotto. And we were like, oh, hell yeah. He was like, you guys live here? No, man, it's a hotel. Yeah, I've been coming here since 25 years now. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, my dad and dad's come over too. Yeah, oh, what you should do, because people love, who've been there for a while, want to pimp you out on what to do. You guys should get to catch it today. You can actually catch your... Yeah, it's your own fish, and then you can bring it back. You take a spear and you smack the fish in the head, and you kill it, and you bring it back, and you put it in the mushroom risotto. And my wife was like, we actually don't like to kill things. She said it like sweet, but also kind of joking and just kind of making small talk. And he goes, oh, you don't? And then I could feel like kind of weird, so I just, I'm like, I'll make a joke. That's what I do as a comedian. Whenever there's a moment that's weird, I'll make a joke. So I go, yeah, we're actually not into killing fish. More birds out of midair. You grab them, you just take a bite, you just bite the neck. Just hold down them for a couple seconds. When you feel their soul kind of exit their body, throw it between a couple of patties. Or white dudes that don't know when to, you know, wrap up their story at a bar. And he kind of looks at me and goes, you wouldn't last 5 minutes with me. So threat was received. We moved on. And then his dad came over and started telling a lot of really weird, dirty jokes. And this was one of them.
1 month. Is that right? 6 months. No. And finally, on their first anniversary, she's preparing for lovemaking. And Yorgos says, my darling Fatima, can you please roll over and present the other cheek? She says, Yorgos, while you're my husband, I must obey you, must think of a soul not to my mother and my father's grave, that I would not do so because of an abomination in front of Allah. And he says, but darling, we've been married for years, time to have children.
Now he's staring at me, waiting for the punchline. I go, what?
She's getting bum fucked for the entire year.
Just say that, man.
It's time to have children.
He goes, they're trying to get buff fucked. I go, just say that, man. Because, by the way, I cut off 4 minutes. That was a 4 minute joke that ended in that. Crazy.
Oh, good night, mate. You want to go? The Polish guy says, yeah, I think I'd like to, but I don't know if I can get my head that barbed wire.
Dude, the penguin and the whale.
I don't even know what I meant by that. Oh, that's right. He told a joke where he's like, a penguin comes over, gets an ice cream cone, and then the whale's like, what happened? He was like, I was just sucking the whale's dick. And he's like, but I thought you had ice cream. He was like, yeah, tomato, tomato. It was some weird, like, all these weird limericks. And what, it's just, but each joke was like a 5 minute story with a payoff that was not a payoff. Whew. All right. Shout out to my lovely bride. And shout out to you guys for listening. Shout out to all the comedy fans that continue to support live comedy and the podcast. Again, subscribe, comment below. Hope you guys are having a great week. Come out and see me live. All the tickets and information, AdamRayComedy.com, Young Rock every Friday. And Elliot, anything to add to close this out? Oh, Kyrie Irving, Shabbat Shalom. And I think you know what that means. Good night, everybody.
Hey, I'm Brett Connors, host of Advantage Connors, an ongoing conversation between myself and my pops, tennis legend Jimmy Connors. Each week, we talk about the worlds of tennis, golf, gambling, and anything else that pops into our head. We love to interview athletes, comedians, and friends. Listen to new episodes every week on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.